Welcome to The Daily Vulnerable, where we'll talk about things that truly matter.
When I was insane, I would do that thing where, because you like someone and you want to be in a relationship with someone, you scatter your plans for the person. You don't plan to travel because you don't know whether your plan and the person's plan will sync. You don't want to go to the cinema because what if the person calls you and they're like, I want to join you in the cinema. You choose to live in Surulere rather than Lekki, or choose to live in, Asaba instead of Iseluku, because you want to be close to that person. And you make all these decisions to put your life on hold so that it is convenient for another person. Now, of course, if you are in a mutually given relationship with someone, then you are always going to give and to take. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about those situations where you are constantly adjusting your life to fit someone who is never available to fill the gap you are creating. Yes. When you are always adjusting, always hoping, you are not living your life because you are waiting for someone else to help complete you, so that your life can start. It's obviously a trap. What you want to do is to have a life so beautiful, so complete, so content, that it doesn't matter whether another person comes for the ride, whether they find time for you or not, you are able to enjoy your life by yourself. Now, when you get to that place, you have arrived at self-love. And self-love doesn't need another person to make time for you for it to count.
Thank you for listening to The Daily Vulnerable with Chude.